Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Unity Church of Light. We're so thrilled you're here. And as we begin, we have a special affirmation, and Sarah's going to get it up for you on the screen that we join together in this. So will you join me together? In the infinity of this moment, all is perfect, whole, and complete. The one power, the one presence, expresses in us every moment of every day. We open our hearts to the wisdom and intelligence that exists in the universe and in our mind. From the one power come all answers, resources, opportunities, solutions, creativity, and all healing. We release all doubt. We trust that what we want is showered upon us and rises within us at the right time and place and in the correct sequence. We know divine order is always unfolding for our highest good, and all is well in our world. So if you close your eyes for just a moment, there were a lot of words in there, but they all basically said the same thing. That there is one presence and one power, and we are whole. So for our awareness of that and for our opportunity to come together, to be together in realizing more of this truth, we say, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. And now we have some music from Deborah.
Stars, pull one down for you, shining on your heart so you can see the truth that this love we have inside is everything it seems. But for now, I find it's only in my dreams, and I can change the world. I can be the sunlight in your universe. I don't think that love was something really good. Oh, yes, I can change. If I could be queen, even for a day, I'd take you as my king, and kingdom wouldn't have it any other way. And our love would rule this kingdom we had made. Till then I'll be a fool, hoping for the day that I can change the world. I would be the sunlight in your universe. Now you would think our love was something really good. Oh yes, I could change the world. that we can change the world. We can be the sunlight in our universe. We would know that love is something really good. Oh yes, we can change. Yes, I can change.
Hear me anyway. So, okay. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I'm Priscilla, and I'm doing Sunday. Okay. I pause to appreciate life's simplest blessings. Today, I give thanks for the simplest blessings, the small things that bring a smile to my lips, a warm feeling to my heart, a hug from a friend, a cuddle from a grandchild, or stroking the soft fur of a beloved pet fills my awareness with love. Sudden lift I get seeing a favorite person handwriting in the mail, or the thrill of spotting a rainbow after a cleansing rain shower, spark lasting happiness in my heart. These things and more remind me that true contentment is found in life's smallest moments, that everyday treasure that compress daily life and draw me closer to God. I focus on these simple blessings and grow in gratitude for life's many gifts. Happy are the people whom such blessing fall. Happy are the people who God is Lord. Psalms 144:15.
Thank you, Priscilla. Well, good morning again. I see we have some people here that weren't here when I started, so welcome, and just welcome to everybody. This is a time in our service when we affirm together our vision and mission statements, and they're in your bulletin, and they're up here on the thing, too. So if you will, please join me together as we affirm our vision statement together. Together, Unity Church of Light is a spirit-centered inspiration in the world. And our mission statement? Unity Church of Light stands as a spiritual beacon to illuminate the world. And then our Unity Affirmation, which is said in Unity churches and centers all over the world, together. There is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life. God, the good, omnipotent. And I ask you to take just a moment and close your eyes if that's comfortable and realize that that's the truth for you, that no matter what's going on in your life or in the outer world, God is greater than any difficulty, any challenge. There is truly only one presence and one power. So for our awareness of this, we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Now we're going to bless all the youth, and that includes cute little children, you know, because they're the fun ones, right? I was going back and thinking about when my children were little and my grandchildren. I was seeing some pictures, and it was like it just brought back all that joy you have when you're around little kids. So, but I want you to know there's a little kid in you. So let's do our blessing for all the little kids in the world together. Children of God, we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we behold the Christ in you. Okay, our announcements for today. Well, first of all, Deborah, welcome. We're so glad Deborah Sharn is with us. Thank you. Yeah. And then we have another special blessing today. Our licensed Unity candidate, Jackie Compton, is going to give us our lesson today, and we're just thrilled about that. Thank you, Jackie. So we know we're going to get something really good. So thank you. Announcement, next Saturday, something very special is happening here. If you haven't taken part in this, this might be the good year to get started. It is called, It is called Spiritual Cleaning of the Soul, and it's next Saturday from 9 to 12, and it's just a lot of fun, singing and games. A continental breakfast, by the way. Some people will come just for the food. So if you come at 8:30, you can have a continental breakfast, and there's going to be a gift, take-home gift included. So what can you miss, right? Sounds like a good plan to me. It's being offered on a love offering basis, so there's no charge up front, but whatever you would feel like giving. Also, it would help if they had some sense about how many people might be coming. So do any of you know for sure you're going to be there? If you do, would you raise your hand? Okay. And there's a sign-up sheet in the back on the table back there. So you could sign that. That would help. Also, Jackie's going to take that downstairs after church. So if you're down in refreshments and you think, I am going to come to that next week, so then you can sign up. All right. Another announcement. Next Sunday, I'm going to be speaking. So I hope you'll all come. and let me see, did I miss? Oh, next Sunday, by the way, is the Lessons in Truth class. So for those of you who are participating in that, and by the way, you don't have to have been to any of the classes. You know, just feel free to come. They're fine, one-on-one. So next Sunday from 12:15 to 2. And that Lessons in Truth is the very first textbook that Charles and Myrtle asked Dr. H. Emily Cady to write. So it has basic truths in it, so it'd be a great class. There's other announcements in there, but they're a little way off, so I'm going to invite you to read those. And with that, we're going to have some more music from Deborah.
Sung this song many times with different lyrics, and today the lyrics that I'll be singing, Jackie wrote 6 verses. I can only sing 4 because my track has 4, so these are the lyrics that Jackie wrote. They're beautiful. Your eyes pop open in the morning, shower, brush teeth, close a door. You greet the day with a sunshine smile. But what if you are just plain sad because you believe that you are bad? There's just no way you can shout. Hallelujah.
to love yourself. You'll regain your spirit and your health. You'll feel like a newborn, so pure and happy. To find your bliss, you must be still. Turn your life over to God until your heart sings on its own hallelujah. 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 Let's move closer to one another. Be mothers, father, sister, brother. The universal family is the answer. Then peace will be upon Earth's face. We all are one, let's all embrace. White, black, brown, and yellow, oh hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It's all hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, sweet hallelujah, 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 sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hang on a second.
Time out.
I have to get dressed. Wow. Thank you, Deborah, but that was gorgeous. I wrote those lyrics. No, that's not right. God wrote those lyrics through me about a year and a half ago. And that was beautiful. And very touched how divine order works, because that song is about what I'm going to be talking about today. I don't want to be breathing like Darth Vader. So I'll try to control myself and the microphone. Have you ever had a major change in your life? Such a change that you shifted from a mediocre existence to a joyful life? People can change. We can overcome negative core beliefs that we were taught as children, and we can overcome abuse and trauma that we experienced as adults. A little story in the Bible tells us how to overcome adversity and to change our life. Most people know the story of David and Goliath. The Israelite and the Philistine armies had been facing off for about 40 days. They really had not engaged in battle at that point. The Philistines had on their side a giant of a man named Goliath. Now, he strutted around arrogantly. Oh, boy, he was something else. And he was encased with this huge, heavy bronze armor, and so he looked even more massive than he already was. He came out daily challenging the Israelites to come and fight him. And all the Israelites would go, "Oh, no way," you know, and they would all run and hide. And so this happened daily. Now it came to pass that David, who was a 20-year-old puny little kid, had been sent by his father to bring food to his brothers who were in the Israelite camp. And when he was delivering the food, I guess he was the Uber of the day or something, the Grubhub. He heard Goliath taunting and teasing and, you know, badgering the Israelites and just making all kinds of terrible statements to them, trying to ignite them. And they all ran and hid, and he saw this, and he was appalled. And he said, "Where is your faith? We could defeat this guy." And they went, "Mm-mm." And he said, "I will fight them." This little kid, 20 years old, right? Skinny as a rail. And they went, "Yeah, right. Oh, but wait a minute. He could fight them instead of us." So they took him to King Saul. And of course, King Saul said, "No way, man. You'll get squashed." And then David said that God had protected him against lions and bears when they were trying to attack his sheep, and that God would protect him in fighting this Goliath fellow. So Saul, his confidence started getting a little bit better. It's like, oh, this kid kind of sounds like he knows what he's doing. And so he gave David permission to fight Goliath. So Saul, being the king, of course, he took his armor, which was huge, and he put it on David. And, well, of course, David is a kid. He's a kid, right? And he could hardly walk, you know, move. And so they took the armor off, and he went back to the battleground, and he picked up 5 smooth stones out of a brook, and he placed them in his satchel. So he went to challenge Goliath. And so when Goliath saw this kid walking up, and Goliath said, "Ha! Holy moly! Man, are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me! This peepsqueak is the one that you're sending to fight me? Me, the strongest man in the world? Come on, for Pete's sake!" And David said to Goliath, "I come in the name of the Lord Almighty, whom you have defied. The Lord will hand you over to me. I will strike you down, and I will cut off your head." "Oh, man, I am shaking in my boots. Bring it on, kid. You don't even have a sword." And at that, David reached into his satchel, pulled out one of those smooth stones, put it in a slingshot, and it smacked Goliath right in the forehead. It sunk in. He wavered. And he collapsed. David ran over, pulled out his sword, cut his head off. It's quite a story, isn't it? Yes. Wow. Now, is it just a story, or does it have a message for us? Unity believes metaphysically that the Bible was written to describe man's spiritual evolution from Adam consciousness to Christ consciousness. Now, what does all of this represent? Now, in your bulletin is a little cheat sheet. And if you haven't gotten one, please raise your hand and one of the ushers will get you one. It'll help you to follow along with the story. So the Israelites and the Philistines had been at a stalemate for a long time. The Israelites represent our thoughts and feelings, which are leaning toward truth and understanding about God, but they have not been developed yet. So they represent the potential in us of developing our spiritual nature. The Philistines represent the error thoughts beliefs, resistance, and fear we have that oppose spiritual progress. Now, all this stuff is going to be happening inside of us. They cause us to depend upon something outside of ourselves for our security, our identity, and our validation. Now, Goliath was the biggest and most frightening of the Philistines. He used his huge stature and his armor and his appearance in general to taunt and intimidate the Israelites. Metaphysically, Goliath is our strongest negative core beliefs and our deepest fears. The Goliath in our culture tells us that when we have have an impressive outer appearance, such as beauty and youth and strength, and when we own material possessions like a big car or a fancy house, or we have a prestigious job and lots of money, that we are big and powerful and important and successful. That's what our culture tells us. And that's the Goliath attitude of our culture. Now, Goliath is our human ego that resists and struts around aggressively and dominantly. It's the part of us that brags of our power and frightens others into submission in order to impress them, because we're getting our identity and our validation from an outside source. The Goliath is the part of us that has no patience for delayed gratification, and we want things when we want it. Now some of you are chuckling. those are thoughts that we abide by, influence us, and they are all within us, and they cause huge problems in our lives that seem daunting and impenetrable, and these problems seem to repeat themselves over and over and over in our lives until we recognize them and deal with them. Now, metaphysically, Goliath's armor symbolizes our misconceptions about who we are and what we can accomplish in life. When we rationalize our behaviors and blame others for our lot in life, this is the Goliath in us resisting the divine truth within us and about us. The Goliath inside us believes other people's negative opinions, which tell us that we are unworthy, undeserving, unimportant, inadequate, and not good enough. We believe them. We believe what those people say because they're the outside influencers of us. And this keeps us a victim and strengthens our false beliefs within us. Much of the time, we are at a stalemate in our lives, like the Israelite Philistine face-off. This stalemate prevails at the heart of any person who is seeking the truth. It's something that we have to get past. But we take two steps forward, learning, growing, and taking care of ourselves. And then we take two steps backwards, making bad decisions, listening to our ego. And then we take two steps forward, growing, two steps backwards, not growing and going the other way. And we do this two-step stalemate dance a lot of the time. We are at a standstill, not really growing, merely existing. Are you at a standstill doing the two-step stalemate dance? Our strength and our fears battle within us. We may be frozen and frustrated that we can't make progress, but we don't know what's wrong. We don't always like it, but we are comfortable with it and we are accustomed to it. And it's really hard to get out of that. Our egos, intimidation, and demands grow into gigantic dimensions in our lives if we don't discipline our thinking. Then fear and indecisiveness keep us trapped in this circular hell. Our negative Goliath beliefs grow larger and larger and larger and overpower our Israelite spiritual ideas. There's little tiny ideas that are just trying to grow, but they can't because of all this mammoth lies that we believe in. So we become increasingly afraid to take risks, be vulnerable, change our mind, and take responsibility. Have you ever wanted something but you knew having it wasn't in your best interest? For example, Let's say you have been focusing on your wellness, and you've lost 20 pounds, and you're feeling great, and you're looking great. But then somebody gives you a big chocolate rabbit for Easter. And you want it, but you know it's not good for you. You know it will make you feel good momentarily, but then bad for a long time, until you eat it again. And that's the vicious cycle that we go through. But you want it, right? The Goliath in you rises up. I want it. That's all happening inside of you. I've never seen anybody in public say that, but it does happen inside of me, that's for sure. The defiant, the resistant in you speaks loudly, lying to you, telling you, you have been so good on your wellness plan, you deserve a little treat. It won't hurt you. It's just one bite. That's all, just one bite. You can get back on your plan tomorrow, no problem. And then it says, just stop thinking about it and eat it. But the higher part of you knows that it will hurt you. You will be back on your way to regaining those 20 pounds. But that urge and those lies are so strong, so overwhelming, so Goliath-y, and we are so powerless to fight back against that strong urge that we conclude after obsessing for a long time, what's the use? My efforts always fail. And then you bite the ears off of that rabbit. And then you eat the rest of the bunny in no time flat. Metaphysically, King Saul represents the human will. King Saul and the Israelite army could not overcome the formidable Philistine forces. Just like many of us can't resist that chocolate rabbit, or that drug, or that alcohol, or that gossip, or that gambling, or that shopping, or whatever your problem is. Human willpower alone doesn't work for long. We cannot win by using our human ego alone to battle negative core beliefs, error thoughts, and human wants and desires. Because our ego is actually the one that's feeding those beliefs. And when we try to use our ego, it's impossible to do it because it's feeding our beliefs. Now Saul is, in the story, Saul is feeling hopeless and declines David's request to smite Goliath until David speaks of how God will protect him against Goliath as well as it did against the lions. Saul knows that he is powerless over the Philistines. And just like us, needs a strong faith in a higher power to lift us up and defeat that enemy. Saul has hope that he can overcome the situation with the army by allowing David to confront Goliath. We must ignite spiritual contact within ourselves to achieve victory over the weak part of us. Turning to God for help is our decision and our choice. It is definitely a decision and a choice. We can live in the inner voice, we can listen to the inner voice of intuition, which is God, and allow God to guide us, or we can continue fighting our inner dirt demons on our own to no avail. When we combine our forces of will with God's divine energy, a mighty force is unleashed. Are you ready to face the Goliath within you? I would like you to do something. I would like you to take that little piece of paper that was in the handout, in the bulletin, that has the metaphysical meanings. I would like you to turn it over, and on the back, the blank side, I would like you to write down something that you would like to let go of and release. It can be anything. It doesn't have to be the most gigantic thing in your life. It could be something small. It doesn't really matter. You won't be showing it to anyone. It's for your eyes only. So please be honest. Here are some possibilities to spur your thinking. Do you fret and worry? Do you feel undeserving? Not good enough? Do you feel lost? angry? Feel poor? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Or are you obsessed with something or someone? Addicted to a behavior or a substance? So just go ahead and write something down if you care to participate. We all have something we need to let go of, or else we wouldn't be here. We can release those nagging beliefs and core values and live a free life without them. So if you wish to participate, write down on your paper a harmful core belief or bad habit that you would want to let go of. If you are not ready to release anything yet, that's okay. There is no judgment. But if you are ready to let go of something and be free of it, listen on. When we are ready to combine our intention, our higher human thoughts, with God, then things begin to spark. At the moment we take a stand for ourselves, love comes in. Enter David into the story. David metaphysically represents the highest human love for truth and goodness. It is our urge for spiritual growth within ourselves. David represents the soul's first awakening to power. It is an awareness in us of our power, but it has not yet proven itself in action yet. This human love is the untapped source and space of potentiality within us. It's the potential in us. God is forever pursuing us to turn to him, her, or it for our redemption and victory. This is the time in our lives when we courageously stand up to the fear and the false beliefs that we have been burdened under, that have overwhelmed us and suppressed us. Only then can we gain victory over our lower self and vanquish our fears and obsessions over people, places, and things, and move toward heaven and peace of mind. David was of a higher consciousness, a higher awareness than King Saul or Goliath. And so David did not need to wear physical armor. David's armor was an inner spiritual armor of strength, integrity, wisdom, and faith. David's weapon was the slingshot. Now, you wouldn't think that it would do much, but it did a lot. Metaphysically, the slingshot represents the power within us to project our beliefs into the world. And we all do this. All of life is energy. And we can't cast forth our energy dependent upon our belief system. If we are focused on God and love, we project out love, peace, and kindness. If we are focused on error and negativity, we project out fear, manipulation, and obsession with a material thing or people. When we turn to God for salvation, we are asking God to smooth out the jagged parts of us, the rough, resistant Goliath parts of us. David collected 5 smooth stones from a brook and carried those stones with him into battle. The brook represents the divine flow of spiritual life in each person. We all have God energy flowing through us constantly. These 5 stones represent the traits of a human who has allowed the flowing divine force within them to smooth out their rough edges. When a person develops a high consciousness, they develop powerful positive forces of humility, self-appreciation, self-acceptance, determination, and faith within themselves. And they project that out into the world. There's a saying that I read one time, and it said, "Your energy introduces you before you do." It really is true. As we vibrate out love, our human traits of self-interest, competition, manipulation, greed, and personal power diminish. David placed one of these stones in the sling and cast it at Goliath's forehead. When we project love out, negative emotions fall quickly. The stone that David flung struck Goliath in the forehead. It sunk in and he collapsed. The forehead represents imagination. If you remember the 12 powers Everett talked about a couple years ago. Imagination. It's in the forehead. Striking Goliath in the forehead with this smooth stone symbolically means that as we develop a high human consciousness of love and peace, the positivity gets firmly rooted in our own imagination, and that positive mental and emotional force brings positive outcomes to us and disables and destroys our negative beliefs. When we project out love, peace, and gratitude, our obsessions, powerlessness, and insanity become cleansed and transformed. Our intention and the energy we vibrate carry the message to change our world, our lives. When we change our thinking and surrender and partner with God, we become strong, new people. People can change. People do change. This coming Saturday, May 6th, Vernetta will be leading a spring cleaning for the soul workshop. We will be discussing tools that raise our consciousness and disarm and eliminate those thoughts and beliefs that hold us back. We're doing spring cleaning. If you would like to be rid of that behavior or belief that you wrote down on your paper, come and join us on Saturday morning. It will be a workshop filled with fun, lots of fun, songs, affirmations, and tools that you can implement to help you free yourself from your tormenting Goliath inside you. In summary, all our challenges begin in our minds. When we intentionally seek God, we can succeed in meeting any challenge, no matter how overwhelming or difficult it may appear. The Goliath we face may be illness, financial hardship, relationship issues, mental challenges, or death. No matter what it is, gathering our highest spiritual thoughts and blessing them with a strong faith, as young David did, allows us to calmly face any adversity in our life and come away victorious. My prayer for you is that you can implement your divine powers to release any harmful patterns of thinking and behavior that hold you back from living a full and wondrous life. So let's take a moment to do a little meditation. Let's make this lesson practical. Let's become quiet and get comfortable. Take some deep, slow breaths. Close your eyes if you like, or focus on something in the sanctuary. Loving, benevolent God, we know that you offer us the kingdom of heaven every moment of every day. Turn to me and I will turn to you. You have equipped us with what we need to face our own darkness. The darkness that was created by false beliefs, lies, negative expectations, and human misconceptions. Beloved God, we quiet our thoughts and our feelings and listen for that still small voice of intuition and guidance that is always whispering in our spiritual ear. We allow your magnificent love to surround us as we let go of those thoughts and feelings that keep us imprisoned in misery. We know you don't want that for us. We know you wait eternally, patiently for us to seek you. And so as we enter this short, silent stillness, let us step into heaven and allow God to bless us, love us, heal us in the silence. for the gifts that we have received in this short, silent time. We are truly grateful. As we leave here today and this week, we are so grateful for all the gifts bestowed upon us. And we say thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God, God, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Jackie, for that inspirational, wonderful message. And I love the way you told that story and all that. Yeah, Goliath and David. It was wonderful. Thank you. And now comes a very special time in our service when you are given the opportunity to share your financial gifts with this ministry. Your presence is your greatest gift to us, but we all know we got to pay the bills, so we really appreciate your financial support, too. So if you brought a gift today, I invite you to take it in your hand and join me in our prosperity prayer together. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, and all that I receive. Thank you, God. And now we have some more wonderful music from Deborah.
Some, but for
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful. And that was about David, about being about love, and it's about who we're about. So great. Let's do a blessing for our offering. Thank you, God, for these wonderful gifts, for these wonderful people, and most of all, for your presence here with us this moment and each moment. Thank you, God. Amen. Now is a very special time in our service when we make a circle around the sanctuary, and you're invited to share a prayer request or a celebration if you have one. Okay. This side wins today. I think a good reason to sit on this side is it's easier to see that. Maybe that's why you all do that, I don't know. But I'm on this side. So, okay. Okay, who would like to begin with a celebration or with a prayer request? Judy. Okay, well, Judy has a lot. I'm going to repeat it so Mary can hear. You're not hearing me now? Do you hear me now?
No.
I'm sorry. Just say a meditation. Just pray and meditate. And this is actually an interesting thing.
I'd like to say something.
Sure. And tell his first name?
His name is Russell.
Russell, for his knee surgery on the 4th. That's coming up before next Sunday. So, okay.
I'd like to pray for my mom, who's going to be 88, and my niece, Lily. Just keep them in prayer. We're having health challenges.
Okay. Your mom and
Dolores
and Lily. Dolores and Lily, okay. Yeah, for your sister Margaret, who's having knee surgery, right? And for the whole family, because we want them all to come together in love. Sometimes people do come together in time of need. Okay.
We're really grateful to be here.
Yes, we're glad you're here. We feel your, I can see your energy. You are. Yeah, so that's really good. Thank you. We're glad.
So I have some things to say. So my daughter-in-law, who's 6 months pregnant, is doing great. My son is putting together cribs and things, mm-hmm. and, you know, whatever. I mean, he's being like a father-to-be, right? and I love seeing that. I would like us to pray for
Lynn, who is had knee surgery and is recovering from that. There's, let's see, who else was there? So many people. Anyway, just pray for everybody.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
And yourself, always include yourself too, right? I'd like to ask prayers. I have a friend named Brenda who she found her husband passed in his sleep, and she found him dead just this week. And of course, she's devastated. So please keep her and her family in prayer, because I still have the shock of it all. There was no expectation that he was going to die. So it's really hard. Yes, Charlene. Okay, Mary Fran, all these needs, healing needs, we just see everybody healed and whole. That's, I think, the greatest gift. Sometimes I can get lost in the difficulty that's going on, right? And that's my focus. And instead of, I need to see them whole and perfect. Yes.
Thank everybody for their prayers. I had to find out. I'll ask for
the
initial treatment Wednesday.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah. Yeah, that's a celebration. His last radiation treatment, he had 9 weeks, 5 days a week, 45 treatments. So, you know, he's thrilled that, and we see him whole. You know, that everything the radiation was supposed to do did, and he's whole and well. Yeah. Yes. Okay, for Spencer, yes, we just see him whole in every aspect of his life, too. Because it's not always just healing of our bodies. It's healing of our thinking, as we were talking about in the lesson. So it's just wholeness for everybody, for the whole world. Okay. I love this part of our service, and we come together and share. Okay, so let's just know together that God's healing life is flowing through everyone with a healing need, and that God's presence and power is restoring everybody mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in every way in their life, so they're experiencing the life that God created them to have. And for knowing that this is happening this second and every second, we say thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. Don't forget, we have refreshments downstairs. And don't forget, if you're coming to the thing, by the way, even if you don't sign up today, they still want you to come. So it's not a requirement. It's just to help for them to have an idea, but I'm sure they'll have enough for everybody. So that's it. Let's now do our prayer for protection together. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. And now we'll sing our peace song.